This is a shot show.
Here we go again.
2004 phenomenal hit.
Yo, Christina, Missy, how about we have a little Oscar-licious fun up in this joint?
You might not ever get rich. Let me tell you, it's better than being a dish. There ain't no telling who you might meet. A movie star or maybe a common thing. Working at the car wash.
In the water, make their jaws. When I swim through the grim, I'm too hot. Y'all can make your best, y'all small tuna fish. I'm one day catch. I bow down, fail, cause this right here will be your worst nightmare. Work that, pop back, hurt that. Turn this up and make it all up in your surface. 9 to 5, I gotta keep that fast, that's coming. No matter how big the shark is, the bike keep running. Washing cars ain't no place to be a superstar, man. That's why I work and work.
Working at the car wash. Working at the car wash.
Come on, work, baby, work. It's been
at the car wash. Working at the car wash.
So come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, 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 welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners if you're listening, perhaps tomorrow or whenever. But however you've gotten to spend this hour with us, we are really, really glad to have you. As you know, we talk about all things that are sexy in Van City, including going away, because sometimes what is really super duper sexy is spending time trying new things, because I think as a human being, even if you meet someone, you fall in love with them, and you're going to, you know, go happily ever after, I think you have to constantly continue to evolve regardless what stage of life you're at, because that's what empowers you, makes you what you are. So tonight, I've got a very special guest on the show. I've got Carrie Carlson, who's the founder of Every Woman in the World, everywomaninthworld.com, if you want to go and check it out. So Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Caroline.
I'm really excited to have you on the show because I've never had you on, and I'm really glad to finally get you on.
Well, it's my thrill to be here, and I think every woman goes alongside with sensuality and empowerment, so I think we have a lot to talk about.
I think we do, too, because if someone doesn't feel empowered, well, they're not really all that sexy in my book. So, or at least no matter how many times somebody says, I love you, or you're sexy, or I want to sleep with you, or all that stuff, there's that big part that doesn't really believe it. So it's so important for us to really embrace that for ourselves, because I think that's really key.
Can I tell you about the inspiration behind Every Woman?
I would love to hear about the inspiration behind Every Woman.
So aside from the fact that that's what we're talking about is empowerment, the sexiness actually doesn't come from that sensual side. It comes from sort of the confidence and excitement associated exactly with feeling good about yourself. And so, you know, I think there are different schools of thought of what Every Woman is, but essentially we offer fitness, dance, and wellness workshops in a weekend and one day setting, and the opportunity is to try something new. So it's not, it's something to explore in yourself, and we do everything from running to Nordic walking to mountain biking to pole dancing for fitness to walking down a catwalk to swimming. So the opportunity is to try as many things as possible to empower yourself and to be physically fit and healthy. And I think that that's how it translates really into becoming more confident and becoming more beautiful and to recognize your dreams. So it's an opportunity to just have a really great time. And I think that people in general who are happy and having a great time exude that confidence from a different level.
I think so, and especially doing physical fitness. I love the motto, women who move, just get moving. It's just really lovely because the more you move, the more it kicks in your endorphins. And when you have your endorphins going, you feel really great and you attract really good things in your life, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and you just nailed it. You feel great. And you know what? Movement can be any form. It can be walking along the walking along the beach with your dog. It can be taking a stroll up along the water. It can be taking a dance class.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, in a gym, although you could be in a gym and you're looking at yourself in the mirror going, okay, I'm getting there. My body's changing. I've been on this fitness regime for X amount of days. And I think, you know, I remember before my wedding, it was a time when I was training a lot more just in the gym and that sort of thing, because I think a lot of women do that.
Yes, we do.
And I remember feeling more, just more confident in general, feeling like a prowess, feeling like my mate was going to be attracted to me because I had that level of confidence. And I really enjoyed the change in my body as we grew together. If that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. You, Carrie, are like an amazing, I think of you as a woman warrior. Like, seriously? Like, I mean that with total, like, compliments, because it just blows me away. Like, you've taken every woman in the world, and let's tell our listeners what it is exactly. Like, I know it's to get away and things, but how did it start?
It started based on, I've been in sport all my life. I did gymnastics since I was 7 years old. My sister, who's the co-founder, is an Olympic runner. She's an Olympic bronze medalist. Her name is Lynn Kanuka. And so we sort of came together in a very natural girls' weekend with my mom and our other sister. And our idea of the perfect weekend is getting up in the morning, going for a jog, then taking a yoga class, then drinking a lot of coffee, then playing tennis, then having lunch, then going for a kayak, and then having wine with dinner. And so it's sort of nonstop fun and vigor. And we thought, you know what? There's so many people, women, who want to do these kinds of things and don't necessarily do these kinds of things. So basically from there, Every Woman was born, and it wasn't from lack of some hardships in some way. And what I mean by that is I retired from gymnastics, overweight, not feeling great about myself. Who am I? What am I doing? And I did lots of kind of crazy things. I ran a marathon in Hawaii. I went to Costa Rica for a yoga retreat. I hiked all the mountain peaks in the lower mainland.
Wow.
And so those seem kind of aggro or hardcore, and I don't want to give your listeners the feeling that every woman has to be hardcore in any way, because it's not. In fact, if anything, I'm now much more about moderation than anything else. But I needed a place to find myself, and what I also recognize is that I didn't do all those things by myself. I always said to people, come on, let's hike this mountain today. Hmm. Let's go do this mountain. And people would always groan and be like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I guess I'll come and do it. And then they would do it and feel absolutely fabulous. And we'd go on a hike or hike Mount Seymour or hike the Lions, and they'd say, God, I never thought I could do that before. And so, you know, kind of in my circle, my friends, they always laugh because it's like, God, Carrie, stop. Like, let's just sit down and relax for a second. But every time we plan something like that, everyone feels so much better about themselves. And it's healthy, right? It's a great exchange. Like, how often do you say, oh, you and I should get together with your friends?
And don't.
Then, well, you don't, but then what you do is you just go and sit down together and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great, but do you know how much talking you can do on a hike together? Do you know how much talking you can do when driving to the gym together and during your workout together? Do you know how much talking you can do, sorry, but in a yoga class? God, I talk all the time. I laugh at
really?
Myself.
Okay, it's good thing you're not in my pole dance class.
I know. But, okay, so in your pole dance class, you go with a girlfriend, you talk the whole way, you have a great class together, and then you go out together and talk after and have a cup of coffee or a beer or wine or whatever.
It's about the relationships that are established and just having time where I like thinking about it in terms of, I know for myself, if I'm going to the gym or when I've had experienced Every Woman, where it's getting to go, it's getting to bond with other like-minded women who make me feel really good about me. Sometimes being really goofy and trying something and falling flat on my face, other times being really surprised because, hey, that wasn't as scary as I thought it was. And just being able to try all those things, and other times revisiting things that I used to do and realizing, like, for example, last time I took one of the ballet classes, and it was really fun, where I'd forgotten that I love ballet, even though I did it for 15 years of my life.
That's awesome. By the way, we're going to have intermediate ballet this year.
I'm going to have to try that, even though it is something to revisit, because I think sometimes it's important to go back and revisit places. But in regards to the point you're making in regards to the friends, I think it's really key because, especially in our society, it's like we spend so much time sometimes chatting because we're trying to communicate in different levels, but there's no reason why you can't go for a swim with somebody and bring hair conditioner and go and do a deep hair conditioning treatment and go and yak in the sauna afterwards. Just make sure you drink water.
Exactly.
So it's really important, but in other words, you're saying take what you learn from the weekend in terms of trying all these different types of activities, seeing what you like, seeing what works for you, perhaps making different connections with different people. And I've met some amazing women up there sometimes, and it's been great where I've been able to expand those friendships past then, and then actually bringing them back into your regular life and trying to incorporate that as just basically because it's healthy and it feels really good.
You're bang on, Caroline. And it's a sense of accomplishment, too. It's like, wow, I tried something new and I feel great about myself. And it's also about trying things you don't like,
mm-hmm.
you know, stepping out of your comfort zone. And I had someone say to me the other day, you know, I've been to 4 Every Woman events now. We've been doing this for 6 years in Whistler. And she said, you know, I've tried lots of things that I like and some things I don't like.
Mm.
And I thought that was really fantastic because you don't have to like everything. And I think trying something new that you don't necessarily like helps you understand yourself a lot better as well. And there's so many opportunities for that. And I think we offer a really great array of different styles of choices of activity.
Mm-hmm.
And by activity, most of the classes are interactive, but for every time slot, just to understand the day, the workshops generally start at 7 in the morning and they go back to back. They're all 45 minutes long. And yes, there are some fitness-oriented things, but there's lots of wellness-oriented things as well, such as nutrition and financial planning and tarot card reading and Feldenkrais method and, you know, things that are, I don't want to say wooey, but things that are, I just said it, but they are, they're a little bit more woo-woo. So there's kind of the mountain biking running side of things that, mm-hmm. that make you, sweat and challenge you physically. And then there's the more woo-woo things that I find phenomenal, because every woman for me has helped me step out of my comfort zone with those spirituality things,
mm-hmm.
and made me ask lots of different questions. I'm actually reading a book right now. It's called Making the Connections by Elke Babicki, and she's doing a dream interpretation seminar up in Whistler this year, and it's all about paradigms and thinking about how we're just a drop in this universe, and that life is actually only one chapter in, you know, so much more to come. And so, you know, I think if you think too long about some of that stuff, it can drive you a bit crazy, but at the same time, it's important for us to ask those questions about ourselves, and
mm-hmm.
And that's what happens during the weekend, is you get a mixture of physical and then spiritual, and then I want to add in dance as well, right? Because the kind of the movement and sensual stuff happening as well, which includes the pole dancing for fitness that you teach, Caroline. And this year we have a bunch of people doing Wake Up Sexy, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
And so there's that, and then we have Tasia Kaler teaching you how to walk on a catwalk like a model, which of course builds and exudes confidence, and so there's all that side of it as well, and the ballet and the hip hop and the sort of the dance classes that, you know, I think we all love to do. And I think it's amazing that, you know, people get out on a dance floor and don't feel comfortable with that movement side of yourself. I should talk about Nia for a second. Not many people know what Nia is, and I'm not the best person to describe it, but it's really just a movement-based kind of dance workshop.
It's between martial arts, dance, and yoga, actually, I think, because I actually bought the book last time from Jan.
Oh, awesome.
So, because I actually considered actually getting my certification to teach. So.
You should.
I've thought about it, so it's not cheap to actually get your certification, but I know that's a whole other conversation, but I actually did toy with the idea about it for a while, because I found I did pick up the book, but it's actually really lovely, where there's less injuries usually, because you actually move however you're meant to move. So even though she gives an example, and it can, and the way she styles her classes can be very aerobic at times, it's your own flow, where it's not replicating exactly her movement. It's taking it internally and just letting that movement flow through you. So it's a little bit different, and there's less chance of injury because it's your natural organic movement, which is one of the reasons I love Nia. I think it's fantastic.
I love how you've described it too, because I also love the fact that it's not just you, you're not necessarily mimicking her movement or the instructor's movement, but you're going inside yourself, because you're going to be moving differently than the person next to you. And I think the first Nia class I took, I was kind of looking around to see what other people are doing, and then I quickly realized, I don't care what other people are doing. I'm just going to move how the music feels, which is usually the music is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone builds confidence, because you're no longer, again, worried about what other people are thinking. You're just moving for the sense of your own body and your own mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where were we going with all of that?
In regards to trying new things, trying the Nia, trying the dance, which dance is so, in terms of when you're touching on the spiritual, I still think of dance as a spiritual thing. Like, it's a rite of passage in so many different religions. It's in terms of rituals in so many different cultures. Dance is so key. So being able to try different types, like last time, the one that I went to in Vancouver, you had capoeira, even though I know that's a cross between, it's a martial art disguised as a dance. It was still really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And so just the variety of between that, the ballet, to I'm going to call Zumba a dance, even though I know it's not quite a dance, to Jackie's class, the Afro aerobics, I guess.
Yeah.
And just the different things. I still talk about the harvest dance and things like that. There's some really fantastic things where it's just the stomping of the feet and just getting all the energy going. And it's just so vibrant. And Lucy with the Charleston, like there's just so many different types of things to try. And there's something really spiritual about it where it's like you get your body going, you get it in the body, and it's like, what am I supposed to do? And it's not about the steps anymore. It's about just letting yourself flow through the movement. Mm-hmm. And Nia is a huge opener for that, which is really lovely. And between that, and I love the fact that a lot of times there is the option of starting with a run, but you've also, I know in the previous years, and I'm not sure for this year because I haven't looked at the schedule yet, but and for those of you out there, you can actually if you go to the website, which is everywomaninTheWorld.com, you can actually sign on now. And there, you've got a reduction right now, isn't it, up until March 15th?
I do. I'm doing $50 off for all of your listeners. And what code did we say again?
I think we said Beauty Night, actually, because in that way that...
Perfect.
Yeah, because then you're going to do a contribution to the charity and for every person. So.
Yeah, so people can just go to everywomaninTheWorld.com or else everywoman.ca, that might be easier to remember, and click on Whistler and then register now, and I would be happy to extend a $50 discount to anybody interested. And all you do is type in promo code Beauty Night, and it'll all work. You can type in Beauty Space Night or Beauty Night, one word, whatever suits your fancy. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me as well. And I'm up for the challenge for any questions, but we're also doing this event in Powell River on the Sunshine Coast and in White Rock at the end of March. And we did it last year in Vancouver and Victoria. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say that I had an email the other day saying this is a woman who does do a lot of activity in her life. And so she was wanting to try new of more, I want to call them more of the hardcore things. Like she wanted more circuit training and TBC and, you know, sticks and bender balls and that kind of thing.
And kettlebells and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just really using a lot more equipment-based stuff, it's sounding like, and probably a lot of the twist conditioning stuff.
Yep, and I had to remind her that, again, you know, I love that she wants to do more of that stuff, but if she does that kind of stuff all the time, you know, why doesn't she try mountain biking or why doesn't she try a dance class? And, you know, it just got her to thinking. And then she also, you know, she said, well, and I'm not really into some of the spiritual stuff. And I thought to myself, why not? Like in Powell River, we have Kundalini dance this year. And,
oh, that's great.
And I said, why not try it? There's no reason to not try it, you know, and there's just, I think there's just a variety for everyone, and I think at the end of the day, you're going to come away with even more confidence in yourself and the ability and power to just have more introspection throughout the day, because despite the fact that you're going nonstop, there's time, like, you know, you're in a yoga class, and we have lots of different styles of yoga to mm-hmm. choose from, and great instructors, by the way, which maybe we can talk about later. But, you know, when you're in a 45-minute yoga class, you're there by yourself. Like, you're in a room, of course, but you're in your mind. And of course, the idea of yoga is you want to try to meditate a bit more and actually not be thinking about the outside world. But you'll have time to think, believe me, and, mm-hmm. and you'll ask every question of yourself that exists. You know, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why can't I touch my toes? How come the girl in front of me can do that and I can't do that? Oh, I can do this one, but she can't. You know, like you'll just ask yourself every single question, and then those questions will move to, yeah, what am I doing and what am I getting out of this or what am I not getting out of this and what do I want to be when I grow up? And I just believe that that question needs to be asked over and over and over again, and never stop asking yourself what you want to be when you grow up, because there's always an idea out there. There's always something more that you can be, and that could be something associated with business. It could be starting an organic farm. It could be starting a cafe. It could be a great idea you've always had, or it could be painting a painting or spending more time with your children or planning a date night with your husband. Like, all of those things are also ways to be more than you can be. And I think so many of us get so busy in our day-to-day lives that we don't kind of sit back down and go, what's the next step for me?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of kind of goal-setting things as well, and incorporating laughter and into your, you know, daily regimen. And
you even got laughter yoga.
We do have, yeah, and we have, Leanne Reagan's doing, what is she doing again? It's a laughter, I'm just going to have to tell you what it is. Because laughing matters. So, you know, come to this fun and funny workshop to play, laugh, and learn. Humor is a gateway to increased creativity and innovation and critical thinking. And in a way, this is actually kind of a goal-setting class. Like, you know, utilizing something, utilizing a medium or a mode of laughter, or utilizing physical fitness to come to what your true self is.
Mm-hmm.
And see, now I'm going off on a tangent, but there's not a time that I don't walk my dog down by the beach, which, by the way, is every day twice. There's not a time that I don't come up with a great idea on that walk. And I'm not talking about grandiose ideas. I'm just talking about a good idea. Oh, what can I have for dinner? You know, like there's all kinds of ideas out there that make you more directed. And and my whole philosophy is just utilizing that physical fitness and health, right? If you're not healthy, if you're not physically fit, if you don't feel good about yourself, then you're not going to get where you want to go in life. You're going to feel sorry for yourself in some way. And back to the sensuality part of it, you're not going to meet your partner when you're not confident in who you are. If you don't like yourself, and if you're not healthy, if you're, you know, having to deal with health issues all the time, you're not going to meet that person out there. You're just not. You're not going to attract it. And I'm not the guru on that, the whole law of attraction stuff, but I just happen to know that it starts with you.
It does start with you, and it starts with having your eyes open too.
Yeah.
I think is really key, which is interesting you mentioned that in terms of the walk, where there's those opportunities where if you keep your eyes open, there are really great ideas out there, and you just have to really have your eyes open. And it's interesting you mentioned that happens sometimes when you're walking, because actually if you do walk for 20 minutes every day, it's actually supposed to balance out both sides of your brain.
Not to mention decrease your chance of breast cancer by something like 60 to 70%.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. I'm walking to work these days, so I'm quite excited about that in my new Skechers shape-up shoes, which all I can say to everybody out there, please read the instructions. Do not wear them for more than 25 to 40 minutes for the first time you wear them. Otherwise, you may have heart palpitations, because I experienced this.
How long have you been doing that for?
It's been a couple weeks, but...
Have you noticed a change?
I have noticed a change. I'm actually toning up and actually feeling a little bit more confident, and I noticed a difference in my posture when I slouch.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. It's a really great shoe, so I highly recommend it.
That's great. And that's the other thing about every woman as well, and just personal growth. Actually, forget every woman. Just what is your personal program and how do you stick to it? And we were talking before about the support of friends, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that you share what you're up to physically and health-wise with people that you know, because it keeps you in check. Because guess what? The next time I talk to Caroline, I'm going to ask her if she's still walking to work and how she's feeling and what's going on with her back.
Mm-hmm.
And I read in the latest Oprah, actually the January issue, was all about the fact that we do need support to stick to our programs and to keep our goals. And goals could be physical, of course, but, you know, it could be financially related, sticking to a budget. It could be about eating, you know, any of those things. And they were it was actually through Kathy Colby, and people can look this up, Colby, KOLBE.com, I think. She talks about different personalities and how different people are better off to work together or not work together. And so, for example, I'm everybody's a whole bunch of different things, but I'm predominantly a quick starter. I start things and I just go, and sometimes I don't think about the consequences. And then I should have realized after that I could have been more of a fact finder, which other people are personalities or fact finders. So those are people that they never start anything because they're just constantly like researching and finding out the details of what they're going to do next, and then they end up never starting anything. And so what I'm trying to say is that with setting goals for yourself, mm-hmm. you need to have the support of people that are actually opposite to you.
Interesting.
Yeah, so okay. So if I decide, oh my God, there's this great weight loss thing that I'm going to try, I'm just going to go and do it right away. And then I try it for 3 days, and all of a sudden I've only been drinking water and honey and whatever.
Cabbage soup.
Yeah, and, you know, I
everybody
should,
out there, please don't do the cabbage
no.
soup diet.
And you know what? I should have talked to a fact finder, or I should have got someone to say to me, you know what, Carrie, that plan is not the best plan for you. You know, mm-hmm. a nutritionist would be a good idea to talk to, and here's a good plan that's based on your body type. And so, I think you need people that are the opposite in your life to do those kinds of things. And you know what? Those aren't your friends. That's what the article was about with Kathy Colby and Oprah in Oprah's magazine, because your friends keep your habits the same. So, like, kind of like what we were talking about earlier, is you probably have a friend that you always go for a beer with, or you always go for a cup of coffee with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic, but why don't you switch it up? Why do you always have to go and sit in a coffee shop? And by the way, you probably have a brownie with that. So if you've got a weight issue, why are you doing that? You know, why is your friend doing that? And we've all done that. We're sitting at a table together. Oh, are you going to have dessert? Yeah, I'm going to have dessert. Oh, no. And then everyone goes home and is like, why the frick did I eat dessert? You know, and everyone did it to each other, and these mm-hmm. are your friends. So, and who are those girls, the girls that did that big financial, they're famous now. They all did their finances together. They're Canadians, and they were on Oprah, too. And I'm not an Oprah guru, but anyways, they decided together they're going to fix their finances together, and they're going to keep each other in check. And that's just what they did. So you need to find people that are going to help you keep your goals, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Whether they be fitness or health or helping you find the right person in your life.
And I think on the weekend sometimes there's a lot of people like that, so it's good. Especially where you need to stretch sometimes, where it's interesting because I know even when I started pole dancing, I actually went with a friend to take class because I was doing an article about it. So I found it really fascinating. When I went to the next level, my friend actually went on a different day and ended up becoming friends with the people who own the studio. So it was quite interesting.
Right.
Where we ended up being different because she was uncomfortable being in class with me. So we ended up being a better fit being on different days.
That's interesting. And back to every woman. I just talked to a lady today who said that she was asking me if I could pair her with someone for accommodation because the person that she was originally planning to come up with actually booked a room with someone else. So she's now a single. And she's kind of going through something in her life. And she said to me that her friend said, just go. Like, she thought, well, I should go up with a friend, you know. And the thing about every woman is that you will go with your friends. Like, that's fantastic. We have lots of groups of women that come together. We have mothers and daughters that come. We have sisters that come. We have, friends. We have kind of stagette groups that come, or 50th birthday parties that come, or 40th or 30th. And so we have all kinds of great
celebrations with friends.
Yeah, groups of people that come together. But we also have people that come by themselves. And I think they also get a really fabulous experience because they interact with people they wouldn't necessarily normally interact with.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so of the idea that we learn from everybody that we come in contact with, whether we're like them or not. And I like that. I like the idea that you can come and try these different things, and you'll connect with the person next to you on a on a level that has to do with the yoga you're taking or the pole dancing you're taking or the...
or the financial course.
Yeah, like you'll mm-hmm. connect with that person and there won't be any constraint because it's like, yeah, does that happen to you? Yeah, that happens to me too. Oh, is your back sore? Yeah, my back sore too. And then the next thing you know, you're talking about a lump of cancer in your breast. That's an extreme, but it happened once. I saw two women talking in the corner and I realized that they were having this super intense conversation and they had never met each other before mm-hmm. and they just connected because they had spent that time in the earlier physical fitness class together. And so it's just, it's very uncontrived and I don't need to tell people that every woman is about networking because it's not, but it is actually a really great way to meet new people and establish new connections out there.
I think it's a great, it's you and Lynn you have established where it's going to sound weird me saying this, but it's you've created a safe environment where people can try things because as human beings, I think evolution and change does scare us. No matter how much we crave it, it still freaks us out. And I mean, people sometimes will die rather than change. But you've created a safe environment where it's okay because it's like, okay, I can try this for 45 minutes. It's not going to kill me. And I can try something that may freak me out. Like last time I took the financial thing, and actually it's gotten me thinking a lot. And it was actually probably one of the best things, as we both know, was a very beneficial thing for me personally. But in other words, that there, it's not as scary. In other words, because you've created it as a safe environment, you've got great instructors, you're coming up, and it's a really good place where people can feel really, really good and try things. And like you said, it's okay if I screw up. It's a good place where I can fuck up, basically. And it's okay because where it's not a bad thing, where everybody's going to go, oh, you're bad or anything like that. And it's a safe space.
It is. Thank you for bringing that up. Because it's one of the things that bothers me sometimes. I feel that people come to the website and go, oh, you know, these are, again, I'm using the word hardcore women. Oh, these are hardcore women. They're doing physical activity all day. And you know, we're trying our best to try to share with people that it is about doing it in a comfortable setting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all shapes and sizes welcome. It's all fitness levels. It's no experience necessary. And, you know, we add fun things like humor recommended, movement guaranteed, because you know, at the start, it's about fun. This event is just about going out, trying new things, and having fun. And that's what it is. But then really what happens is there's a lot more that happens in the weekend, and I can't necessarily explain that, even though we've been talking about it for 45 minutes.
Well, I think you have, though. It's kind of like if you have a script and you're trying really, really, really hard because you kind of arc it in terms of this is what's supposed to happen, this is what's supposed to happen, this is what's supposed to happen. And you just throw it away where you've kind of created your structure, which you and Lynn have created this really wonderful structure where you've got all these great instructors coming up, you've got the class schedule, people pick and choose, and it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do every 45 minutes and things. And then once they're up there, it's like, okay, you have opportunity to play,
mm-hmm.
where this is what you can do, but if you need to go and chill out, which, by the way, you always have a really awesome tea lounge up there, and get like a mini facial or a, you know, a hand massage or something like that, or a neck and shoulder massage, or I want to go and get my tarot cards read, you've got all that opportunity to do that too, which is one of the things I love, where you said it's about fun, because you've created this wonderful structure where you can have that fun. You can throw that card out the window if you want. If you want to just relax and chill in the pool with a couple of people that you met there, you can do that and then come back to it when you feel great the next day.
Totally.
Or you can go back to back, like exactly as your card says. Or if it's like, you know, I just had a really hard belly dance class and now I just want to chill out and maybe I'm going to skip my next class because I want to do this instead. And I'm going to go look at that jewelry that's there. Wow, those are really cool gemstones. Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we tell people, is this is about you. Like, this is not about anyone telling you what you have to do or not do, and make sure you just pace yourself, take your time, enjoy yourself, skip a workshop if you need to,
mm-hmm.
socialize if you need to, and we're working on having lots lots more interactivity in our little marketplace area. We've always been quite selective of who we invite to be there because we want it to be something that adds value to the participants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year we had the speedminton and badminton ladies there, and so it adds that playful element. You can grab a racket and play speedminton in the hallway of the hotel. And this year we're going to have some bands and some balls to play with, and I'm trying to get some hula hooping happening. So, you know, just, again, that element of playing, and then all of the things that you mentioned. In addition to that, we'll have Thai reflexology, and you said the hand massages and the facials, and then we have intuitive readings. And mm-hmm. so you can, you know, you can do, you can pick and choose what you want to do at any time. And of course, it's in Whistler, so there's this incredible outdoor environment mm-hmm. that is right there that you just pop your nose out and. And, you know, we encourage people to walk around the village and get that fresh air. And, we, you know, we have quite a few things that are outdoors as well.
But the zip tracking. So instead of going across Robson Square like everybody's been doing and exactly. waiting 6 hours to do it, you can actually get go up there and choose to do it.
Do it, and you can get in within an hour.
That's impressive. Which I think everybody in Vancouver who waited would appreciate that. So.
Well, I appreciate those people who waited. Including my sister Lynn, who's the co-founder of Every Woman.
Did she wait?
Yeah, well, sort of. She had a friend that waited for, I think, 7 hours, and the friend called her and said, I've got a spot for you. And so she went down. She had to wait for a while, but yeah.
I give her kudos for mm-hmm. waiting. Yes, I'd like to say I have the patience for that. I don't. So.
So, yeah, and on that note, that kind of Olympic note is. Our event in White Rock, which is put on by both of us, but predominantly my sister Lynn, because that's her hometown.
That's the 27th and 28th that weekend, isn't it?
It is. It's,
of March.
Yeah, it's actually just a one-day event, so if okay. for some reason you can't make it to Whistler, you can see on the website, you can come to White Rock. And we have three Olympians teaching, actually. We have silver medalist Janice Birch teaching synchronized swimming. We have four-time national champion and Olympian Bev Boys doing diving. And wow. then, of course, my sister Lynn, who's a bronze medalist. She was a bronze medalist in 1984. She's doing all the sort of learn to run faster workshops and water running and Nordic walking. So, so there's some really fabulous instructors. And, Dana Fleming is coming to White Rock as well. She does the financial... planning, which you were talking about earlier, Caroline.
And I'm going to have to get her email from you, actually, because I should have emailed her in November. But
you know what?
She's fantastic.
She's fantastic, and all of your listeners can take advantage of her services for free by clicking go to everywoman.ca, and on the very front homepage are three blogs. Mm. One is Dana's blog, and I think it's financial wellness or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we have Nutrition by Dana Liss, who's equally as fabulous and just a real no-frills approach to nutrition. Like, eat well and none of this bull crap dieting crap. So she's really great, and she's got lots of tips. Both of them have amazing tips on the blog, and then Lynn, my sister, has a blog as well, and just being active. And I challenge all of your listeners to go to that blog, to those blogs, and follow the tips. Dana especially has done this incredible job of outlining. You know what? They've all done an amazing job. Like, what to do with your finances. Like, you can follow her program step by step, and you don't even have to pay her. And same thing with Lynn. She's got the whole in-training run schedule so that you can teach yourself to run. And all of and then Dana's got tons of recipes and all kinds of stuff. So what was I going to say? And all of these women are extremely approachable. So go to their blog and then email them after and ask them questions, because they'd love to hear from you.
Which, on that note, one of these days I'll ask for my password again so I can get back in and blog on your site, but that's a whole other story.
That would be great. Yeah, are you even on the workshop leaders page?
I think I am. I'll have to go and take a look at that after the show and see. So, but yeah.
You are, but your picture isn't there.
I know, I'm going to have to find one. Maybe after I keep walking for a little bit and I look smooth and swelled.
Oh, you're under sexyinvancity.com. That's awesome. So, yeah, and anyone who goes to the website, if you just click on any of our workshop leaders pages under Whistler or White Rock or Powell River, you'll see how fabulous the workshop leaders are. They come from all walks of life and are teaching all different kinds of modalities and of dance and fitness and wellness workshops, and their gorgeous faces and contact information is posted all over the site. So if you ever need to get in touch with everyone, anyone you can. And we also have this great area called The Exchange on our website, which is everywoman.ca, and it links you with a whole bunch of women that you could access for information and classes and courses. There's tons. I think there's close to 100 people on there.
That's incredible, Carrie. It really is. There's so many great people. How have you found it's evolved in the, like, from the time you started to now?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, obviously, it's evolved in different locations, and it's increased in size. Our first Every Woman Whistler was in 2004, and the idea was kind of an I teach you, you teach me atmosphere. And so, you know, you would teach pole dancing, Caroline, and
you teach me how to do a handstand.
I'd teach you gymnastics, and Lynn would teach running, and someone else would teach yoga, and it was really a kind of a shared philosophy, and that was where the idea was born as well, because not only did I go away for the weekend with my mom and sisters and realize this is fun for everyone, but I've always had just this incredible network of physical fitness people in my life, everything from circus, people from Cirque du Soleil to Capoeira, Eastas to, you know, all kinds of people. And it's been so easy to find new instructors who are so great because they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what the heck was I just saying? Oh, how has it evolved? So we all, I just kind of said, well, I want to learn how to do this, and you should learn how to do this, so let's come together and teach each other in this exchange. And that's kind of how Every Woman was born. And I remember the first Every Woman, actually, the hip-hop instructor, she hadn't even taught a class before. Like, that's kind of where it was, and that doesn't happen anymore. But, you know, But the point was, is it happened, and we all had a great time, and we just learned how to do hip-hop in a really comfortable
way.
Setting,
yeah.
Right? And she had been a dancer all her life, but she wasn't officially, you know, a hip-hop instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we have Jenny Duffy, who's
fantastic.
Totally incredible, and I have this really great idea that I'm trying to incorporate for Whistler to get, I don't know if your listeners have seen those, you know, those airport, the groups that just randomly break into dance in airports and shopping malls, and do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, actually, but it sounds like something we would have done as pole dance girls, actually, where we start flipping around on these street poles,
yeah.
Which we've done.
It's like an impromptu musical that just happens, and it's been happening all over the world, and there'll be, all of a sudden, you'll be in, like, the Lisbon or Frankfurt airport, and 35 people will start doing a demo to Dancing Queen, and at first you have no idea what's going on, and then you realize that this is actually pre-planned and that they're all of a sudden just dancing. And
there was one on Robson Street during the Olympics, actually.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that's it. So anyways, I kind of have that. I want to copy that idea at Every Woman and teach people how to do kind of a routine like that, and then just do it impromptu, either at our, you know, a wrap up or at our evening function or something.
I was going to say, for the girls' night out when they're doing the disco dance class.
Yeah. And so, you know, Jenny Duffy would be the perfect person.
Should be ideal.
So don't quote me on that, but that's the kind of stuff we try to incorporate to just make it really fun. And we often have, you know, a Charleston performance or a drum circle performance. Or this year we have a new workshop leader. It's going to be Stomp. I'm so excited about it.
Hmm.
So anyone who takes the Stomp class before the breakfast on the Sunday will have the opportunity to practice their stomp in front of everyone if they want. It's, of course, it's totally optional. and stomp, if anyone knows, is just making music with pretty much anything that exists. So it could be a pot, it could be a string that makes a noise, it could be a brush, like, and just incorporating those, that sort of that musical element. So I'm really excited about that.
That sounds fantastic.
But back to how it evolved is, so, you know, there were just much less instructors back in 2004, and it was probably more casual, I guess. You know, now we were at the Fairmont last year. This year we're at the Westin, and it's an elevated sophistication, mm-hmm. but still yet being as comfortable as possible. And like you said about the tea lounge, we just try to make sure that there are different areas that people can relax and socialize and hang out together. And so I think, you know, the quality of workshop leaders has increased over the years. Again, now we're in our sixth year. We don't just take random people to teach hip-hop classes. You know, there's an application process to become involved, and I've never heard anything bad about our workshop leaders. I hear comments about, oh, I didn't like that class very much, and when I get I didn't like that class very much, I'll get another five people saying how much they like the class.
Mm.
And, you know, that could be, it's totally personal opinion, right?
So, of course.
So, and we had talked about how you don't have to like everything that you try. So yeah, and, you know, the marketplace has grown, and we have over, I think we have 60 workshops this year, maybe more, which is huge.
That is huge.
The selection is really prolific.
It is. It's one of the, I have to say, for you listeners out there, when you log on to everywomaninTheWorld.com and you click on for all the different things, there's so many different options. It's pretty awesome. And sometimes it's really hard to decide what you want to do for that 45 minutes. But I think what one of my favorite takeaways from that is realizing that every moment is actually a choice in life. And that's kind of a cool thing, because when you look at that and you see where I could do running, I could go to yoga class, I could do a pole dancing, or I could do a water running class, say, for example, for some options. It's really exciting because every moment I can do whatever I want. And just realizing that sometimes is a really powerful thing. So sometimes when I'm having a really bad day, I always have to remind myself it was my choice to be here. And in some weird way, that's kind of uplifting, where it's like, okay, I'm responsible for this, so that's okay, which means I'm responsible for changing that. So it's possible it's going to evolve.
I want us to talk about Beauty Night a little bit.
You have been a proud supporter of Beauty Night since pretty much day one.
We have been, and mm-hmm. and we love Beauty Night.
And Dress for Success.
And Dress for Success. And we love both organizations because Beauty Night, for example, to me, is like a mini Every Woman that happens every week. And I just think Caroline is just the greatest for putting that together. And I think our programs are fabulously matched because Beauty Night essentially offers what Every Woman does to just a little bit different crowd. And what I mean by that is offering that empowerment and offering that comfort and offering opportunity to try and seek out new things on a different level. And so I just, my heart and mind and body goes out to the ladies that come to Beauty Night, and we learn from them. And what's also been awesome is we've sponsored women through Beauty Night Society and also Dress for Success. Every year we bring them up to Whistler. We brought them to Vancouver, Victoria, the whole thing. And we bring them up so that they can experience the event. And that was also what was different at the beginning, was it was like every woman has access to pursue her passions. And so the idea of utilizing the physical activity to pursue your passions, which your passions don't have to be physically related, but you do have to be healthy mm-hmm. to pursue your passions. And so that's what the idea was about. And and we wanted to be able to give every woman access to try these things. And, you know, Whistler's, it's not the cheapest place in the world to visit, so we wanted to be able to offer that to a lot of different groups of women. So it used to be a lot cheaper, but can't do it anymore.
No, I think it's important. So, and especially with it's just so important, and you've done such, it's been so great, some of the women who have been up there, it's really affected their lives in such a positive way.
Yeah, and we do a huge silent auction, so
to raise money as well. So not as well as it's great because A, there's the direct benefit for the women who are sponsored, who actually get to participate in Every Woman and realize that it's not an us and them world. You know, as much as sometimes it may feel like that, it's not, and it doesn't have to be that way. That there are changes and choices that we can make, and that it can be really supportive, and it can be really exciting evolution and thing to realize. And then on the other end as well, that you do the silent auction every year. So anybody out there who's listening who might want to contribute something, you can email Carrie at info@everywoman.com.
Everywoman.ca.
Everywoman.ca. I apologize.
That's okay.
I keep saying the wrong.
There's two URLs. One is everywomaninintheworld.com, and the other one is everywoman.ca.
Okay.
So you can find me at info@everywomaninintheworld.com or info@everywoman.ca, and I would love for any support from the silent auction or draw prizes or anything to go directly to Beauty Night Society and Dress for Success.
That'd be fantastic. And last year I got my Kangoos, those lovely bouncy shoes.
Oh, so.
Which I haven't used as much as I probably should. So, but I have used them and I actually really like them a lot. They're pretty fun. So,
that's great.
And I'd say most important is I want to just take it right to the full about the show is on Sexy in Van City Radio, we talk about all things sexy in Van City, so it's really important, and every woman in the world is very, very, very sexy, because when you feel good, you feel confident. When you feel confident, man, is that ever sexy. So I hope you all check out the website, and better yet, I hope if you have any questions or anything, please email Carrie. And I know you've got Whistler on the weekend of May 14th and the weekend of March the 27th. That is White Rock, and you mentioned Powell River as well. When is that?
Well, it's April 17th.
April 17th. So basically one each month.
On the Sunshine Coast, yeah. And
okay.
don't forget, you can type in Beauty Night. You know what? You can type in Beauty Night for any one of those events and get $50 off.
Thank you.
When you register.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Caroline, it's been my pleasure. I can't believe we filled the whole hour. I know you do it all the time, but I've thoroughly enjoyed myself, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share, and if anyone ever has any questions about getting off their butt and getting motivated to do any type of health or physical activity or wellness-related things, please get in touch. I'd love to hear from you.
I think that'd be great. Well, we are just going to wrap up the show, and up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with, and he will be on very, very shortly. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.